Okay, so this is the story of Mary and John, and they were two trees. They have a really, really, really long name, but they're called a Cedrus. So Cedric, Cedrus Atlantica, Glauca Pendula. Anyway, Mary and John, is that what they said?
Yeah.
Okay. So Mary and John lived in a field together, and they were big, really big, tall trees. And Mary always wanted to hold hands with John. And even though she'd no hands, she had one branch that looked like it was fingers. And John had one hand that looked like it was fingers. And every year, Mary would hope that she could hold hands with John. But her hands, her twigs, her branches would never reach. And every winter and every autumn, her leaves would fall off. And his leaves would fall off. And she still wouldn't have reached. And then the spring would come. And her buds would appear. Like your eyes opening. And she'd see John was still there. And she'd try and stretch to make her branches go out to touch his. But she never made it. Until eventually this year, she woke up in spring and her branches were blowing in the wind, and she felt her fingers just do that. God, I'm just about touching his fingertips. By the time June came and her leaves came on, her leaves were just a little bit longer than the end of the branch. So the branch ended here and the leaf started there. And her leaves started to rub against his leaves. And when they crossed over, it meant they were able to talk by Morse code. And she would tap on his leaves 3 times and he would tap on her leaves 3 times. They were able to tell each other messages without talking. So me and your brother, my brother used to talk when we weren't allowed to talk at night time. Yeah, and I would tap on the wall 3 times and then he'd tap on the wall 3 times and then I'd tap a long tap on the wall, and that's the way they did it. And John said to Mary, I was wondering how many years it would take for us to be able to talk to each other. And she said that she'd been looking inside herself and there were 20 years until they were able to talk. And John said to her, did you ever wonder what's on top of the clouds? She said, no, I'm not tall enough. And John said, why don't you push yourself out of the ground? I'm 1 year older than you, and you'd be able to climb up me, stand on top of my head, and you'd be able to see through the clouds. So she pushed herself. She took an anchoring route out and an anchoring route out, and she pushed herself up out of the ground with all of her might. And John pulled out 2 branches and he lifted her up and he put her up on top of another of his branches until eventually she was able to climb to the top of her little feet. They're like penguins, but they're below ground so nobody ever sees them. And when she got to the very, very top, she could see on top of the clouds. And there were people up there and they were singing and dancing and they were playing a harp and they were playing illan pipes and they were playing the tin whistle. And there was another man sitting down and he was playing the guitar and he had a big long beard. And there was a tree, another tree, sitting in the corner. And he got a fright. And he said, "Mary, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be up here." She said, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "I always wondered what was on top of the clouds." And she said, "That's what John was saying." He said, "You better get back down. If you stay up here, you'll never be a tree down on the ground again. You'll be stuck in the clouds forever." And she said, "But I like it up here." He said, "But if you stay, John will be on his own." She said, "Why are you here?" And he said, "They were cutting down all of the trees where I live. And I had to hide. And I didn't know where to go. So some of us came up here to live on the clouds." He said, "Don't go just yet." He opened the fridge and inside there were custard donuts. There was chocolate cake. There were bars of chocolate. There was biscuits. There were bowls of porridge, potatoes, milk, whatever, apple juice, whatever you wanted, it was there. So she put some under some of her branches and she brought it back down. And when the sun was starting to rise, just as it was, and the first cars were driving past, Mary put the cake down into the hole. She put herself back in. She dropped her branches and she tidied the earth back around so nobody knew that she'd been out. She sat back down. She waited until all of the cars were gone and the farmer was gone to bed. They woke up the next morning. She got a tap on the arm 3 times off John. John said, "Well, like?" She said, "Oh, John, it was magic. They were playing music. There was other trees up there. There was a man with a beard and he was playing guitar and they had chocolate cake and lemons and pineapples and apples and porridge and everything you could ever think of, John, that is lovely cake that I like a lot." And he said, "Would you go back?" She said, "No, John. I want to be here with you. You're my friend. You're my friend." Winter came. They fell asleep for 4 months. And they woke up again. And when they woke up, just after springtime, Mary turned around to John. Branches were a little bit longer. She tapped them again. She said, "John, I can put my arm around you." And he'd never had a hug in his life, ever. And she gave him a hug. And she said to him, "Happy birthday." And she took out some chocolate cake. And she gave Mary and John got married that year. What? How? It's magic, baby. Trees are magic. Trees are magic. They got married that year. They were able to have chocolate cake. Some other trees, they had to get married in the middle of the night. Some other trees from the other field, they heard about it. They came and they were eating porridge and they were singing and dancing and they were part way through the wedding when the next it started to rain. You know what happens when it starts to rain? Well, the rain comes from the clouds. The trees in the clouds heard what had happened. They heard that there was a wedding. They fell from the sky dug a little hole with their branches. They squidgied in and snuggled up together with their roots. But not before they took all of the pineapples out of the fridge and all of the rest of the chocolate cake. Partway through the middle of the night, the sheep started talking really, really, really loud. And they were going, "Bah, what's going on in there?" But next minute the cows started to say, what's going on in there?" So loud that they woke the farmer up. The farmer walked into the field with his dog. Just as he was about to get in to the gate, the dog jumped over the fence and he ran in. The trees, he ran in first ahead of the farmer. When he walked in, all of the trees were like singing and dancing. There was Tom Jones and playing in the background, Otis Redding, Jimmy, they were all playing. He said, then he said to them, I can't do the dog voice very well, but he said, wait, I shouldn't do it, okay. He said, you better stop, he's about to come in. They all got back into their holes. They brushed the soil around the base. They put the cake underneath the roots, like as if it had never happened. But John and Mary were still hugging each other. And everybody knew that they were married. And they lived happily ever after. Okay. Good night. I love you. I love you.
Okay.
See you in the morning.